May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. The unexpected invitation that comes in the mail or perhaps email can be a joyful surprise. We think of the thoughtfulness that went into such an invitation. How thoughtful. We may even feel a sense of privilege having been chosen. This sense of, well, maybe I am special. How wonderful to be invited. As we place the invitation down on our desk or on the counter, or maybe even on a magnet on the refrigerator, so we are reminded of it. Then there is the invitation that comes more than once. You open it in dread, knowing that it is exactly what you think it is, that invitation you would rather have not received. I wish they would get me off that list. You think, maybe I can RSVP no when I'm certain to get their voicemail. As you place the invitation in that pile of never to be seen again. Sometimes on the counter, sometimes under the phone. Invitations. The invitation. Matthew, that gospel writer who understood Jesus through a Jewish wisdom lens, sought to invite his fellow Jews to Christianity by telling them parables of Jesus. We have had many Sundays of parables now. Parables that gave vision for the kingdom of God. A new kingdom of God. A new kind of party. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come." Jesus is talking about God's invitation through Christ to the banquet of the kingdom. Poet and theologian Madeleine Engel once wrote, and I quote, "Kairos, real time, God's time, that time which breaks through chronos with a shock of joy, that time we do not recognize while we are experiencing it, but only afterwards. Because Kairos has nothing to do," she writes, "with chronological time. In Kairos, we are completely unself-conscious and yet paradoxically far more real than we can ever be when we are constantly checking our watches for chronological time." The invitation that Jesus is talking about in this parable has to do with Kairos, with God's time. Yet the parable points to the reality, the unspoken truth, that most of us live in chronos, or clock time. And if you live by the time of the clock, the tick-tick or the flash-flash, most young people nowadays don't wear watches, they look at their cell phone to see what time it is. If you live by that time only, then what Jesus is saying is that you very well may not accept the invitation to live in the kingdom. You might miss it because the banquet breaks through ordinary time. It breaks through ordinary time with a shock of joy. C.S. Lewis once said, "Everyone has noticed," this is a profound statement, listen to these words, Everyone has noticed how hard it is to turn our thoughts to God when everything is going well with us. We have all we want is a terrible saying, he writes, when all does not include God. I love the month of October. It's just a great month, isn't it? It's one of those months where the air changes, the leaves change, time is changing. I am somehow reminded of God in this time. But it's also a month that is very busy. It's very busy if we're in school. It's very busy if we're working. It's busy even in retirement because there's so many opportunities of things to do. We get caught up in Chronos, the calendar of time. I woke up in the middle of the night last week and suddenly realized that within a week or so, we will be 2 months from Christmas. And I was really, I think I went into a cold sweat, actually. Because I was thinking to myself, I haven't even learned how to do Sundays here yet. And get into the rhythm of daily life as your new rector and priest, let alone how Christmas is done at St. John's. That can't be. It's 2 months away. I also have now realized that when October comes to Versailles, to Woodford County, to this part of Kentucky, here come the races at Keeneland. I am going later for the first time. And I'm so excited. Many are now on fall break. Our pews this morning have been testament to that. Some of the schools are closed. People are traveling in this beautiful time of year. We've got lots of commitments. And all of it, as wonderful as it is, can indeed rob us from time to listen for God, to watch for that invitation from God. And Jesus said, tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But we heard in the story, they made light of it and went away. The parable asks us to examine how we ignore God's invitation to participate in the kingdom of God, in the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ. What do you do, and what do you give of yourselves in response to that invitation? Are we too busy? Do we look for God's invitation? Do we proudly place God's invitation in a place where we will see it, perhaps under the magnet on the refrigerator, or do we bury it in the pile, never to be seen again? You are here today, which is testament to the fact that you are saying your worship of God is a necessary and important part of accepting the invitation. But we know it is just a part. The invitation of God to participate in the kingdom requires us to be prepared to act and to give of our full selves. It means putting on the wedding robe. You know, when we first hear those words of that poor person not wearing the right garment and getting thrown out of the wedding banquet, we're initially thinking that's sort of a horrible part of that story. But Jesus was not speaking here in a literal fashion. Jesus was speaking figuratively or metaphorically. What Jesus was saying is that you have to put me on to be at the party. You've got to put on the robe, the wedding robe, the robe of Christ. Remember, Jesus constantly referred to himself as the groom. And he is saying, you've got to be dressed. Again, not literally, but through God's grace in preparation to serve Christ. You are called and chosen. How do we respond to that invitation of God? How do you respond to the invitation of God in your daily life and here at St. John's. Amen.